that I want you to get into your spirit, that God always wants to give you a fresh beginning. That's His desire, that we would never be stuck in a situation, that we would never be stuck in pain, because many times something painful happens and we are getting stuck in that pain. Let's say some conflict with somebody did unfair thing to us, and we think about that situation over and over and over, or broken relationships, or somebody mistreated you at your job, and that negative emotions, they follow you, and they keep you in bondage. They keep you, all your talents, like I wrote over here, all your talents, like that's the goal of Satan, to keep your creativity, your gifts, your joy, your smile, your personality, and your dreams, keep it in the past. So God always has a joyful morning, even if it's right now the darkest day, difficult situation, difficult circumstances, there is a morning. After every night, there is a beautiful, joyful morning. God created life this way. Night, then the day, then the night, then the day. So that's the main point. When we never expect a new beginning, and we live in the things that are, well, we got used to something and we live in it, and we never want anything better, we just want to stay over here. This is wrong. We should always expect more and new things from God, because that's His desire. His heart is, I want to give you a new beginning every day, new beginning every week. I give you new mercy, new love in every situation, in every circumstances in life. God always has something more, something more. He's not limited in His blessings. He's so good, and He wants us to be so happy, and He's blessing us always more and more with new things. So it starts over here. When I wake up and I expect it, and I know, God, You have something more in store for me. And I put my focus on the new things, not on the painful things of the past, not on the disappointments of the past, not on the victories of the past. I put my all focus in the new things that God prepared. Then they start coming. But if I focus on, okay, what have I accomplished? This and this and this, and I base my mentality, I base upon the past, then I live in the past. And then my day to day wouldn't be better. And then the next day would be the same. And then I got like a imprison of my mentality. But when I shake it off and I say, God, I expect new things today. I expect a greater blessings. I know You are so good to me. I know You love me so much, so I forget what is behind me, and I look what is ahead of me. You prepared a great destiny for me. You imparted so many talents, gifts, potential into every one of us. God placed so much, so we should expect that all these gifts would come to pass, that all these potential would bring some benefit to people around us. So when we expect something new, and we focus on new things, then they start coming. Amen. Your thoughts about it?
It's true.
I expect something a little bit more.
Sometimes, you know, it's difficult to keep on doing it because every day brings new problems or new situation that takes your focus away. Mm-hmm. And it's easier sometimes to dwell on what you know instead of expecting something new to come.
easy to read that sentence saying, I believe you want me to do something new in my life. I believe you want me to do something new in my life. And if you're feeling discouraged and you're not sure what to do next, and you're even expecting that some of the same problems are going to happen later today or tomorrow that were happening yesterday, then you can feel, I don't know what to do in my life. And the pressure of God expects me to do something new in my life is difficult. But if you read it as you wrote it, I believe that you want to do something new in my life. God wants to do something new in my life. Mm-hmm. Then it puts you in a position of being open, open to seeing what God wants to do in your life. It's not necessarily that you have to pressure yourself to figure it out, although you will when you start working on what to do that day and that week. Mm-hmm. But it's an openness to what God will do in
your life. Very good. Thank you for noticing such a detail.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a two-way street. So you have to do from your side and expect what God, so you have to do and listen. Sometimes it looks like, you know, that a robot vacuum cleaner, automatic, which goes by itself and knocking each corner and obstacles and watch walls, you know, and goes back. Sometimes you don't know what you're looking for. You're just looking and knocking every door and every wall without result, but still you will find some crack in this wall someday. Yeah, just don't give up.
As well, that's why I wrote over here.
Yeah.
And I will do my part.
Yeah.
Like, so, Father, I believe that you want to do something in my life, and I will do my part.
Yeah,
so of course we need to do our part.
Yeah, you have to go together.
Absolutely.
God.
Maybe you'll come in. She's going to be a preacher one day. I'm saying you're going to be a preacher one day. Or maybe whenever you feel, when you feel something, then please feel free.
I like their calendar. There's always a new moment. Another chance.
You know, one day I listened to a conversation. I didn't want to listen, but it just happened to be in my presence. Two guys are asking one another, how was your day? And the answer was just another day, the same.
Yeah, it's a common expression. They don't feel maybe like this. Just,
and I remember I thought, poor God. That's how they live. Every day, just the same. And that's how they limit themselves. That's how they put themselves into the box of their own mentality. And if you ask them, they would say hundreds of excuses. Well, I do not have a good education to find a new job. My friends did not help me, or this, or this. But literally, the problem is over here. The problem, they do not expect something new to come from God. They do not believe that God loves them so much that he doesn't want us to suffer in this box. He wants us to prosper. So that's a foundation of our belief. Every day we should expect God wants to prosper us. God wants to help. He's a father. He's a loving father. Unbelievable, huge, great, awesome God who wants us to be successful. He created us for awesome things, for great plan. So all of us, we should leave a footprint in this generation. Our art, our gifts, or websites, or books, or movies, songs, discs, they should bring happiness to other people all over the planet. Now through internet, it's all possible. So we should expect that, Lord, I do not want to stuck in this level. No, not like over and over the same and the same. Nadika, maybe you want to share something, or maybe our guest wants to share. Please, you're very welcome. Ladies first.
The part I liked the most was it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Mm-hmm.
first of all, if I could ask you that.
For me, my mindset tends to be you have to be responsible for yourself. So in that sense, I don't look to other things for anything, except I look to myself. And then for me, with respect to God, it's in my mind, God is my connection to the world around me. For me, it goes back to responsibility a little bit, which is if I'm responsible to myself and I move towards finding my own gift, then hopefully I'll be responsible to my community and the world around me, and if I can do that, then I'm very happy.
But I'm sorry for questioning you so much, but have you ever been in meetings like this where people study biblical truth?
I haven't.
Not yet. This is the best day in your life. I remember that day when I came first to the group like this. I still remember that day 16 years ago.
Oh, wow.
My whole life changed. Because we are not the usual group of people who are just studying some principles. All of us, well, I'm not sure about other guests who were first time here, but others, we met a living God. Living person. So for us, Bible is not just a theory of a list of rules, but it's a relationship with invisible person whom Bible calls a creator. So we believe what Bible says, and Bible says very clearly that God loves us. He is not just a judge, very harsh with a stick or whatever, but he loves us. And of course he wants us to be responsible, and he wants us to work and to do. But at the same time, God created us, and we see it from the story in the book of Genesis, Garden of Eden. God created Adam and Eve. He created us with needs. We have a need to eat, physical need, emotional needs. We created, you know, we cannot live isolated from the society. We need conversations, we need friendship, we need relationships, plus we have spiritual needs. And that's how God created us as beings. And spiritual need is that our spirit would have happiness, joy, peace without God. Bible says it is impossible. It's like so many people, when they try to be happy and they try to live in peace, but they still worry, they still disappointed, they still overwhelmed with something. We met God, and I can tell it from first hand. I became a happy person when I met him. Spiritually, you find such a satisfaction. It's like a drug, so to say. But drug that never makes you miserable, that drug that lifts your spirit. God is so awesome that you become like a flying in life. You become peaceful. You can go through any hard circumstances victoriously. You can overcome any obstacle. It's like another life. It's another dimension. So please feel free to ask any questions, whatever comes to your mind. Please feel absolutely free. Have you ever been in a meeting like that? Which church?
You look very happy. You smile even while you're speaking.
Thank you. Because I am happy. I have a beautiful, gorgeous wife. I have wonderful kids. God bless me from every side. Well, it's not happened the same day. It was like a process. But I know it's real for every person. That's why I want to share with everybody. That's why we started a church, me and my wife. Because I really want people to experience it. They live so desperate lives here in New York, especially so lonely, so struggling through life. But with God, it's completely another dimension. It's another life. It's completely another world, so to say. We become even more responsible because God says that I placed you on earth to do something. So you're responsible to implement every potential that you have inside. So we become even more workaholics with God than we were before without God. Please understand me correctly. We don't just sit and pray and do nothing. No, like for example, when Tanya realized that she has a gift of playing in violin and actor's gifts and singing gift. Then, right now, she feels responsible to develop these gifts, and she started playing more and more and more, started taking acting classes and singing and making discs. And so we all should put our talents to work. Why? Because God created us for that. Yeah. All right, somebody else. Manuel, what do you think about something new that God wants us to have every day?
Yeah, I think it's good to step out of your comfort zone and challenge yourself. It's so demanding, but that's the way to do it, to progress. Mm-hmm. So it's good that we're talking about it.
So how do you apply it for your life? Like, Emmanuel is a very good artist. How can I describe your talent better?
Photographer,
multi-talented.
Painter.
Painter, photographer, and she creates everything mixed, you know, like not just a usual piece of art, but mixed with pictures from the camera and art and something else and pieces of newspaper, and it was like... Like, first time I saw your work, I was like, I didn't think something ever exists like this. So, how do you apply it for your life? Like, for example, you read the verse, God's mercy renews every morning. Lamentations 3:22-23, you see, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His compassions are never failed. So, love and compassions renew every morning. How can we apply it?
You have to center ourselves and think back and try to rethink the relationship you have with God and try to do more and not be paralyzed.
Mm-hmm,
try
mm-hmm.
to advance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brittany, your thoughts? Speaks like she's 75 years old. Life is so short.
It is. I mean, well, my friend and I were talking about these people, they get in a car accident and they're just gone like that.
That's right.
Or I just, you know, got hit by a car today. I was like, wow, that was a close one, you know? It's like, it's just like that to be gone. And I don't want to waste the only thing that God has given me, because he hasn't given me anything else except for, I mean, he gives us things, but
that's the most.
He gives us nothing that we, our life is only God has so much to offer to us, and we're just limiting ourselves with our thoughts and our expectations and our limits. So by stopping asking myself stupid questions, I had experienced wonderful things, which is I wouldn't be experiencing if I would be sitting and asking those questions. So I had great trips. I had seen my friends, which I haven't seen for 5 years. I'm enjoying my life right now so much, I can just stop smiling.
Happen to us, and we're asking why, instead of
and
saying that,
no,
it's
answer
it,
why.
It's experience,
it's
just, like,
no,
just God gives
right
us
now
experience, you know, it's like you have to go through some things in life, it's like a lesson, so you have to take it as a lesson, whatever, no matter what happened. So you gotta go on and say, you know what, thank you God for a lesson like that, even though maybe it's a little bit painful, but you have to understand, it's all, you know, for you know, for your own benefit, like to learn something, to experience something.
Maybe God just stopped
right,
something
exactly, yeah,
worse
so,
would
yeah,
happen
yeah,
if we didn't get that lesson.
It's true, yeah. So.
But the problem is when the person stays in that pain and continues to ask that question for 1 year, and then the second year, and then the third year.
And then it happens again and again.
And it's a prison. It's a real prison. The Bible calls it unforgiveness. Sometimes it's connected to a person. Sometimes it connects to life. It's like, nobody hurt you really, something happened like that, and you ask, why did this happen to me? And it's like an unfair life situation. And so you kind of unforgive life itself, in general. And that unforgiveness, it's really a prison. Really a prison. You close yourself, and you cannot get the new things, wonderful things of life, you're stuck and you destroy yourself in that prison. So we gotta shake it off, forget what is behind, just move on without answering these questions.
Right, just say like,
sometimes
thank you God for the experience, whatever happened, you know, just move on. So.
That's right.
For the lesson,
right.
Take it as a lesson, whatever happens in life, it's all lessons. We're all here to learn something in life, whatever happens,
that's right.
It's like good and bad.
And then that lesson becomes our weapon.
Exactly.
We can help many, many other people with that.
Plus,
lesson.
If you don't pass the lesson, God's going to give you another lesson. You're going to continue getting mad and saying why it's happening to you. So it's going to, you know, it's just got to accept it.
That's right, that's right. Well, about limitations. My Tanya was preaching in Brooklyn Church and she brought such an example today. Have you heard about the fish barracuda?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Barracuda, I'm not sure how it's in English.
Yeah, barracuda, that's what it is.
Barracuda, oh good.
Right.
Very dangerous fish. Eats almost every other small fish.
Right.
So the scientific experiment was they put barracuda in another small fish and they put invisible like a glass in between. And so barracuda tried to hit that fish and eat it, but every time it was hitting a glass, like bam, 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 bam. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, 2 weeks. For 2 weeks it tried to catch an attack. After 2 weeks, barracuda give up.
No, she learned the lesson.
She got the point.
She got the point.
She got the point.
Then they took the glass out. And these two fish lived peacefully for the end of their lives. She never attacked. She never attacked.
She got the lesson.
But now the point is, she always thought that that glass is still there. So many times we try to do something. We try to find a job. We try to do something and we hit the wall. We hit the wall. We hit the wall. And we hit the wall in relationships, in education, in every aspect. And then we think that wall is there.
It's still there, right.
And we live in that piece of the space that we left for ourselves. We live like in a prison. But God says, I want to give you something new. That less is out. Just try it again. Try it again. Do another attempt. And you will go through. But when people do not expect new things and they live in this prison, they can live there for years, for life. And their life is 1% of what they could live with God. Barakuda lesson.
She stopped to get lessons, you know, and now she needs another lesson that, which overrides the result of previous lessons. So it's like Apostle Paul said, I don't always remember, in Rome 12:2, doesn't matter. You have to refresh yourself with this new thoughts.
Renew your mind.
Renew your mind, something like this, yeah. Rome 12:2, probably. Mm-hmm.
Do not.
Sometimes our yeah. thoughts are limiting us, because what we think that
we have to push ourselves. You know, some people too lazy, or just comfortable, like Emmanuel said, in a comfortable zone, and they need to push themselves. Other people opposite; they are too worried too much. They have to be to calm down a little bit. The point is. You don't have to destroy yourself with your worries and with
That's
depressions.
Right.
So for different people, there's different therapy. You have to know yourself.
That's
you
right.
have to know your people who are near to you to effectively help them. Mm-hmm. Someone needs some push, some kick, and another needs maybe another different approach.
Very good. Well, the last thing that really touched me from this verse, Lamentations 3:23, and then we will pray, is that God's mercy renews every morning. I woke up, I think it was Tuesday, and I woke up with this verse in my heart, thinking about renewing mercy. And then I experienced unusual problems during that day. And I remember that I had it inside, like I felt the voice inside of me. I knew that this is gonna happen in your life. That's why I renewed my mercy for today. And you have a mercy that is unique for these obstacles. You got it. You have my help. Don't worry. And I remember I was so amazed that God knows everything up front. And God knows what we face every day. So He knows what we will need for the next day to overcome, to be victorious. So God gives, because of the uniqueness of situations, God gives unique mercy for every day. Unique grace, unique support, unique vision, or everything that we need. So when we face any obstacle, we can be sure 100%. We can overcome it. With God, we have renewed mercy, particularly for these very problems, so we can overcome anything. Before I finish, you gotta share something, because you didn't share anything.
Okay. I think just, you know, sometimes people can be afraid of news.
Of news?
Ha ha ha.
animals
and
in heaven, yeah. Depends what kind of character the dog had. No, if the dog was biting everybody, then it's
but
okay.
If he repented, you know, it's a different story.
But you could minister to him at least.
But yes, but this is was the new way how I should, you know, show.
You should tell him, you don't just say, you should buy another
to heal some way, you know.
But
so, yeah.
Still, it's a very good prayer that God use me today in a new way. Because if we do not ask like that, then our gifts do not develop. But when we ask God, use me today in a greater way, then we stretch ourselves. Then another situation is coming that we never experienced before, but we are not afraid of it, we're ready to grasp it because we were asking for it and we know God will help us to deal with it. So this is good. It's always good to stretch ourselves, to expect more, to believe for more. You want something? Or we'll pray?
Nothing, pray.
So how we will pray? My suggestion is ask today something that you never asked God before.
We need time to think about it.
We gotta practice what we teach. Believe that God can do anything. Well, of course, Ninochka, we're not talking about asking a helicopter.
Maybe only one question left, you know, about
so, I mean, we should...
You mean wishes?
No, I mean...
Asking a question?
No, asking God to do something. Maybe you can ask God to bring you the answer.
Okay.
Or you can ask God to turn the heart of your enemy to you to reconcile with the person.
Okay.
Or you can ask God for new doors of opportunity or anything.
Oh, God.
Anything.
I thought you were saying ask God this, like, question that you have. Like,
or question, of course. It's always good to ask new questions.
You know, some saying like to ask God, what, give me the hint, what I can ask you today? And he was first listening to God. I forget the name of the saying, but it was a great saying.
Well, but there is a piece of joke in that saying, everything else is the truth. Because when I pray, I always try to go according to the Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit is helping us to pray. And Holy Spirit is giving us pictures and vision of our future. And then we should ask God according to His destiny. And then we know He will do everything according to His will. I guess it's a dirty one now. All right, so let's pray. You got the point, right? So let us imagine maybe the most difficult situation in your life or the most horrible thing that happened or the most painful thing, and expect that God will come and help you. Ask boldly for something, because God is almighty. We can do anything. So let us close our eyes. Jesus, I know you are almighty. And Lord, you said in your word that you renew your mercy. You want to do something new in our lives. And Lord, we believe it, and we believe it so much that we dare to ask you for new things, for new, awesome, wonderful things to come to our families, to our relationships, to our jobs, to our every aspect of life. Lord, I know that you hear every prayer from this place, and as my brothers and sisters are praying right now, I know you hear, and I know you will answer. And Lord, I pray everything that they are asking right now, anything that they are asking, if this is according to your will, if this is according to your awesome plan and your destiny for us, let it come to pass. 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 So right now, imagine that God loves you and he wants you to prosper, to succeed, to grow. So be bold now to ask for anything that is according to God's will, anything that is pure, lovely, admirable, holy, righteous, with integrity, with love to others. Let's boldly ask God about it. Maybe it's about healing. God is going to do it. Or maybe it is even a better job that you were asking before. God can do it. Thank you, Lord, for boldness to ask you for big things because you are big God. Lord, we come to you now, not as to an idol, but as to a huge and great creator of all things. You have created all stars, billions and billions of stars. You have created this planet. You have created everything so awesome and so wonderful. It's not difficult for you to create any miracle in our lives. It's not difficult for you to do anything. You are God. So it's just the problem in our mind. So Lord, we ask you right now, help us to think outside the box. Help us to expect awesome things from you. Help us to shake off the past, to shake off all the prisons of the past, and help us to expect new things from you. Pray boldly. Pray with expectations. Pray with faith. Help us to get this mentality for all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. For example, when I was praying, and I want to bring it as an example, I told Katya in the beginning, you should be the best in your store, right? Katya was the best in La Perla, and she was working in La Perla company. She was the best salesperson every year. So now I was talking to her and said, you got to be the best salesperson in your store ever. But now when I was praying, I felt you should ask God to become the best in the whole company. Well, still, you can be the best salesperson in the company. And that's what I felt like. Be bold to ask about it. And then they will ask you to give a seminar to the whole company, how you work, how you treat your clients, how you develop your clientele, and so on and so on. You can be the best.
Talent to sell.
Why not?
Yeah, no, it's a talent. You gotta know how to sell.
Everything is here. We all limit ourselves here. So you can think about yourself now. Say it again. I'm sorry?
I said it's a talent to know how to sell.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the example of Katya, that's what you can think about yourself. If you were believing God for something, now increase it.
Well, I believe in God 100%. There's no for something or nothing or whatever. I believe in God, period.
I believe God wants to do great things in life. there something in particular? We always pray for our guests, especially, but maybe something in particular you want us to pray about. Maybe some miracles that you need, because God is a God of miracles. I've seen so many miracles in my life. I prayed for all kinds of circumstances, situations, health problems. We've seen, me and my wife, so many miracles. So many awesome manifestations of God. I know God hears me. I know God answers my prayers. And everybody else, we will pray all together. It could be, if you can just mention the area of life, maybe business or family or whatever, or studies, or... Please feel free, we are like a family here.
I feel very lucky. I mean, I have my health, I have a job, and...
You have a wife?
I don't have a wife.
You are too happy here, yeah.
Okay, is there something we can pray for you, sir?
Well, there's someone in my life who's going through a hard time who needs some healing and some success. And I prayed that that would happen and that I could play a role in helping her.
I'm sorry?
I prayed that I could play a role in helping her.
Does she live somewhere? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. Everything is possible. God doesn't want us to die from sicknesses. God hates sicknesses. We see it all through the Bible. God hates sicknesses. That's why when Jesus came to earth, 90% of what he was doing, healing people, healing people, healing people, healing people. You read the New Testament, it's just the whole story of healing, 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 healing. The Bible says he healed everybody who was coming to him. All kinds of diseases. And then he said, you're my disciples, you do the same. Go and do the same. So that's our first priority, is to help people in the area of healing. And of course, if medicine can help, that's great. But when medicine is helpless, then God's power is available. So everything is possible. So what's her name?
Netta.